This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. This is your brother Sheikh Khalid Yassin speaking to you from my Facebook page titled Sky Views. Sky Views are my views. Sky, Sheikh Khalid Yassin, those are my humble initials. Views, V-I-E-W-Z, a special set of views. Yes, these are my impressions. These are my opinions, these are my insights based upon my experience and what I consider to be my social, political, religious responsibility to address issues that I believe are relevant and necessary to be expressed for the development and the execution of Islam in the 21st century. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm titling this here to be for the record. So that means that it's a reference. You know, anybody who wants to understand, where I stand in regards to, if I were asked, and if I, and I have been asked, to clarify my Islamic perception. Now, to me, that's sacred. That's not something light. And if you want to be a person to ask me about my perception, then you should be serious. Because it's not like a game. This is not like a joke. This is not some kind of dialectical sparring or anything like that. This is being straight up and direct. If you don't want serious engagement, then don't put the water on the stove. Because if you put the water on the stove, it's going to boil. And either you're going to get tea, or you're going to get hot water in your lap. So you make the decision. If you want to be coming to my Facebook page, you know, talking, or check what's your opinion about this and that, and what's your opinion in the past 30 years about this person or that person or the ideas or the concepts or whatever. So, you know, I wrote a book called Islam, America, and the World. It's available on Amazon. I'm not trying to sell it. I wrote it. I gave birth to it. So it's there. And that was my sincere contribution and a manifestation of my social responsibility to write a book. This is not a lecture. It's an organized, formatted, researched book. So if anybody wants to understand in detail my perceptions, sensitivities on a subject like Islam, America, and the world, go to the book. The second thing is that I'm compiling another book called Islam in the 21st Century. And this synopsis I'm doing right now has to be a part of that Islam in the 21st Century. So having said that, brothers and sisters, for the record, you know, I've been asked to clarify my Islamic perception, as if in the past 30 years of teaching and advising Muslims that my message is not clear or perhaps it is understood. Well, that's what some people may think, because maybe they haven't read enough, they haven't reflected enough, they haven't listened carefully. Or you got some other alternative ulterior motives for even asking that, because, You know, if somebody looks at a mountain from a distance, they might all think that they can climb it. But once you get to the foot of the mountain, it changes your mind. And not even 1 in 1,000 people are willing to climb that mountain once they get to the base of it. You get my drift. You get my drift. I hope so. So my message here is not to to clear something regarding my perceptions or to defend my perceptions. No, it is simply, to the best of my ability, to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran. وَقُولُ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Say a speech which is direct to the point, with clarity and dignity. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran. Now, brothers and sisters, there are several things that I want to include in this message, this short, concise message. One is to remove doubts, which the question alludes to. You see, the person who asked this question, perhaps they were sincere, but if they were familiar, if they had taken the time to really read what is already written and documented, if they had taken the time to like listen to what's already been said in the past 30 years, they probably would not have, it probably would not have been necessary for them to even ask that question. So sometimes when people ask questions, you know, they are alluding to something. And this message is to clarify what they may be alluding to. The question requires me to clarify my position regarding several concepts, personalities, and my worldview. Three things: concepts, personalities, and my worldview. So here goes. I would be as direct and concise as possible in trying to deliver this piece of information. Now, regarding concepts, brothers and sisters, I am a follower, to the best of my ability, of the three noble generations. May Allah be pleased with all of them. The followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, brothers and sisters, I am not an absolute or blind follower of anyone except the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me just read that to you again. I am not an absolute or blind follower of anyone other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So get that point clear. So I am a follower of the Ahl al-Salaf, as it is referred to. That means the people of precedence. The people of precedence. That means the precedent of the first three generations of the Quran, the Quranic generations, is a precedent that we Muslims who have studied Islam and dedicate ourselves to Islam and are preaching and teaching Islam, we are obligated to build our arguments upon the example of the noble predecessors. They're called the Ahl al-Salaf, Rahmatullah alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them mercy and forgiveness in their graves. Now, I am not a member of the 21st century phenomena referred to as Da'wat al-Salafiyah. Although I honor those brothers I honor their efforts. I honor their scholars. I honor their right to call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. But I am not a member of any group. And I don't recommend Muslims to start out or even in the middle of their striving to join any group except a group that they believe are committed to doing some good actions that removes misconceptions about Islam and Muslims, that involves social responsibility and social empowerment. So if you belong to a group that has that intent, and when I mean a group that has a leader, not just a group that's in some books, a group that has a very clear leader and very committed followers who themselves put their hand in the hand of that leader and has made a commitment or an oath of some sorts to make it clear that they are following this particular leader, because Islam is required. In Islam, leadership is required and following is required. This ain't no, this not no religion of just reading books and reciting books and, you know, like giving our own opinions and doing what we do and feeling, doing what we want to do, you know, doing what we want to do and what satisfies us, as if Islam is some type of intellectual or religious buffet. It is not. It's a system of following. It's a social system that requires leadership. So I am not a member of the so-called, of the phenomena called Da'wah to Salafiyah, but I am a respecter of what they say and what they do, because these are my brothers and sisters who themselves, through their make their proclamation, are the followers of the Salaf al-Saleh, as we might call them, the Salaf, the predecessors, who themselves, those three generations, are the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, I want to make it clear that even if I do not share the same opinion of different Muslims in the 21st century, I respect them. That means that even when I disagree, I respectfully disagree. If I disagree, I respectfully disagree. I do not argue. I do not argue with, I do not defame, and I do not promote separation. Repeat that. We're talking about concepts here. I do not argue with, I do not defame, and I do not promote separation from anyone who attaches themselves to the kalima of Islam. The kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anyone who attaches themselves to the kalima of Islam, I do not argue with them. I don't defame them, and I do not separate myself from them. Even if I strongly disagree with their interpretations. If you need to read that, listen to that again, play it back. Because we're talking about my concepts. Now, regarding personalities, I respect their work. I respect their contribution. We're talking about Muslim personalities here. That's what we're talking about here. I respect all of them, their work, their contribution, and those who are following them. I respect them, because every Muslim striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preaching in the way of Allah, teaching in the way of Allah, trying to reform human beings, remove misconceptions and distortions about Islam and Muslims according to their capacity, they deserve to be respected. Their work deserves to be respected, and their contribution deserves to be respected. Therefore, I do not judge their intentions. There may be some people who got this religious X-ray capability. You know, there's some Muslims who are so religiously correct that when people pass in front of them, or something that people said, or something that people wrote, you know, they are so religiously correct. They are so conceited. They are so narcissistic in their religious approach. You know, they are so religiously correct that they judge everybody except themselves. So let me be clear about my respect for the following Muslim personalities in the 21st century. And when I say Muslim personalities, brothers and sisters, I am a African-American Muslim social activist. That's how I introduce myself. I can qualify each one of those descriptions. You know, my understanding of those descriptions. I'm an African-American Muslim social activist who also happens to be a senior. That is, I put in like 50 years. So I think that's senior enough. Not 50 years of my life, but 50 years of Islamic struggle. So I think I have the right to call myself a senior. So now I'm talking about African American Muslim personalities, because at this point now, I don't want to get into other Muslim personalities who are not a part of my social, political, religious legacy. Get that part straight also, so you understand the context of the talk that I'm giving today, the message that I'm delivering today. So let me just go through some of the people that I consider to be the individuals who have made the greatest contribution towards the thinking, the development, and the reformation of human beings, Muslims, in the 21st century in the United States of America. Again, these personalities are all African Americans, because I believe that these African American personalities deserve to be credited, to be respected, to be appreciated, along with all other Muslim leaders and thinkers, scholars and students of knowledge all over the Muslim world who are not African American, because we have a very unique legacy, a very unique history that nobody can tell, nobody can talk about, and nobody can explain except another African American. So I'm talking about people like Hajj Malik Shabazz, Rahmatullah Alayh. I'm talking about Imam Jamil Alameen, soldier, warrior, statesman. I'm talking about Abu Amina Bilal Phillips, Dr. Abu Amina Bilal Phillips. I'm talking about Dr. Zaid Shakir. I'm talking about Imam K. Ahmed Tawfiq. I'm talking about Sheikh Daoud Ahmed Faisal, the one that was responsible for facilitating my embracing Islam at 143 State Street in Brooklyn, New York in 1965. Rahmatullah alayhi. Usama al-Dahabi. I'm talking about Imam Alameen Abdul Latif. I'm talking about Sheikh Ali Ahmed. I'm talking about Sheikh Hisham Jaber, Rahmatullah Alayh. I'm talking about Imam Siraj Wahaj. I'm talking about Dr. Sherman Jackson. I'm talking about the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. I'm talking about Imam Warathuddin I'm talking Rahmatullah Alayh. I'm talking about Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick. Now, brothers and sisters, I could have easily mentioned 30 or 40, but I selected 15 of those whom I consider to be the bedrock of Islamic thought, Islamic activity, Islamic struggle among the African Americans in the past 50 years or 60 years in the United States of America. Also, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I could easily have mentioned at least 15 powerful, distinguished, and astonishing African-American Muslim women who have made their mark upon our legacy in the last 50 or 60 years. But I don't have to do that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in the Quran, he said, أَوْضُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ الرِّجَالُ كَوَامُنَّ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, that the men, this is the general interpretation, that the men, they are the protectors, they are the gatekeepers, and they are the custodians of our women. So even if some of these women are more knowledgeable and vigilant than we are, still, الرجال قوامون على النساء. Therefore, they are inside of our circle of social responsibility, those dynamic Muslim sisters that I didn't mention here. These are our Muslim brothers and sisters, our African American Muslim brothers and sisters, who hardly get any mention in the rest of the Muslim world that I have visited. They don't get any mention. When people talk about scholars and students of knowledge and people who are struggling and speaking, and, you know, the people who are on YouTube and who are influencing the Muslims and giving fatwas and decisions and interpreting and leading and so forth and so on, the African Americans who have suffered a tremendous amount of social, political opposition, and by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have sustained themselves, and they have produced a movement, a very powerful movement in the United States of America, and we could say, like, in the belly of the beast, to use a metaphor. So these are our Muslim brothers and sisters who have contributed and are contributing to our collective legacy. And they must all be respected, I say. They must all be respected, even if we strongly disagree with some of their misunderstandings. And brothers and sisters, let me be clear. I know some of you that might be listening right now, or that's going to be listening later on, you got some strong opinions about yourself, your righteousness. You got some strong opinions about your scholars and what they said. You got some strong opinions about things you read and things that you have experienced. And you got some strong opinions about some of these names that I gave. Well, I don't care. I'm giving credit where credit is due. And I'm taking the best from each one of them, because I have benefited from everyone. I have benefited from everyone. And just like I am a student of a student of a student, I have my faults. I have my shortcomings. You know, my water only goes down so deep inside the well of my life or my understanding. And if people dig into me, Sheikh Khalid Yassin, you're going to see some flaws. If you dig down deep into any one of the people I'm talking to, you're going to see some flaws. But we're not talking about the flaws. We're talking about the qualities and the struggle. And when you start thinking about making judgments, look deep into your well. Check yourself. What have you contributed? When you start running off the mouth about, you know, who's the most religiously correct and who's not religiously correct, or who you think to be a deviant, or who you think to be an extremist or a fanatic, or who you think, you know, doesn't have proper knowledge, or who you think, because a lot of you that's listening to me now, some of you, you'll be spouting that kind of talk. And even if you're not saying it directly, you be saying it. And we can talk about whoever you want to talk about. The 15 names I talked about, or the ones I didn't talk about, or what you got from it. If you want to talk about it, let's talk about it in the public. But when you come to the table to talk about it, make sure you wrote up what you contributed towards our social development, towards our social responsibility, and towards our social empowerment. Make sure you bring a dossier, or that you bring some kind of a portfolio on you and what you have done. If you can't, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us a good statement. He said, let those who believe in Allah in the last day either say what's good or keep quiet. I think you got that part. So my dear brothers and sisters, that's my talk about, that's my comments about personalities. Now, regarding the issues of, regarding the issues of worldview, because we mentioned that this talk would be about concepts, personalities, and worldview. So let's stay with the flow of what's being talked about, so you don't just get spinned out, spaced out. You start going off into some other kind of tangents, because a lot of the people, they might have some good knowledge, but some of you is like 30-second Muslims. You know, 30-second Muslims. That means within 30 seconds, you already made your judgments about people. What you heard, what you saw, what you think. You know, 30-second Muslims. As soon as somebody starts talking within 30 seconds, you got some judgment, like you done boxed them up. Like you're somebody different. You're not somebody very different. So now we want to talk about the worldview. And my worldview includes the micro and the macro. That means the more detailed, micro, the more local. The more detailed, the more local. The ones that's more relevant to us that we're talking about, the African American Muslim leaders, Muslims, thinkers. So let's go first to the micro, then we'll discuss the macro dynamics of Islam in the 21st century. From a micro point of view, I believe that the African American social, political, and religious evolution warrants us, the African American Muslim thinkers, leaders, soldiers, it warrants us to be the official, organic leaders of Islam in the United States of America. I need to repeat that. I believe, it is my belief and my conviction that the African American social, political, and religious evolution warrants us to be the official, organic leaders of Islam in the United States of America. And I don't mind defending or articulating this view. I don't mind articulating or defending this particular view, notwithstanding the genuine contributions that have been made by the immigrant leaders, Muslim leaders, in the United States or Canada or North America. From a macro point of view, that is a larger point of view, a more broader point of view, a more internationally structured point of view, after traveling to more than 134 countries in the present world, it is my humble opinion that the so-called Muslim world, and I say so-called because it's very hard to determine now today what is the Muslim world. There was a time when there was a time that Muslim world had borders, territories, clearly defined borders, territories, leaderships, and basically a global leadership. It doesn't anymore. Things are shifting year by year. And when we say the Muslim world is a bit nebulous, it's not clear, it's not distinct. It is my humble opinion that the so-called Muslim world is the source of our greatest embarrassment, our greatest source of misconceptions, our greatest source of conflict, trauma, and contradiction. I think I should read that again so that, again, if you want to, you know, if somebody wants to have a conversation with me about this here, we can go for like, we can do like a 1 hour, 2 hour masterclass. You know, if it's a 1 hour masterclass, you're going to pay $50. If it's a 2 hour masterclass, you're going to pay $100. That's right. You're going to pay. Because we're not going to sit up and jawjack, postulate, you know, and give our opinions and all of that and spend our time and our energy for free. You can go home, get you some Vaseline, and you can intellectually masturbate on your own. But we're not, you're not gonna invite me to sit down and postulate and defend or clarify or whatever you're talking about for free. We'll set up the venue. It could be virtual or in person. And you're going to pay $50 if it's an hour, and you're going to pay $100. And if you don't want to pay, then guess what? Stay where you are and just stay out. Stay where you are and just do what you do. Shoot your arrows from wherever you're at. But you're not going to have me involved or to organize this here with some of my colleagues for free. You want something free? Get on the welfare or say farewell. Get on the welfare or say farewell. But in the modern world that we're talking about today, to come together and talk to people about something this profound, everybody should pay. And if you're not willing to pay, stay home and talk to yourself or write a book or get your own page. That's up to you. And I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not being insulting. I'm just keeping it real. I'm keeping it real the way that we can in the United States of America based upon our history. And I ain't faking no moves to nobody. I'm not changing up my whole temperament and trying to, you know, follow somebody else's design of what they think to be Islamic discussions. And I ain't no designer Muslims. That is like, I ain't following nobody else's brand. I am satisfied by the grace of Allah for what he has given to us as African Americans. We got our own style of speech. As long as we are dignified, we are clean, and we are sincere, we can talk like we want to talk. Because we're grown people. We're mature people. And some of us are senior people who've been doing this here for 50 or 60 years. So get that part straight, brothers and sisters, if you want to start, you know, asking questions about this and that and, oh, shit, can we have a chat? No. I don't be doing no chatting. Get ChatGPT. Put that on your phone and you do the chatting. I'm just keeping it clear because some of you young brothers and sisters from the Z generation, you know, or the next generation, you know, some of you think you're really super slick and smart. You know, you don't memorize Surah Al-Fatiha and you got a tafsir on each one of the letters in the Fatiha. So, you know, you done added Nahu and Sarf to it. You know, you got all the grammatical, vocal, and all that kind of stuff about the Fatiha. And you went somewhere and studied with somebody for a little while, memorized some pages and some books and got some words and all that there. And, you know, every time somebody say something, you got some critique. Well, guess what? This message is not for you. This is just a sincere exposition, brief exposition for the record. That's what it's called on my page, Sky Views. So I want to repeat that last part that I said. As for the macro point of view, the broader point of view, the global point of view of a worldview, after traveling to more than 134 countries, in our present world by the grace of Allah. It is my humble opinion that the so-called Muslim world is the real source of our greatest embarrassment. And I don't have to go into the details when I talk about the greatest source of embarrassment, trauma, misconceptions, conflict, and contradiction, direct, blatant contradiction to the principles and the ethics of Islam. Because, and one of the main reasons is, that the Muslim scholars have been neutered, silenced, compromised, and intimidated from addressing what I consider to be the real, R-E-A-L, in capital letters, the real issues regarding Islam and Muslims in the 21st century. Okay, so brothers and sisters, for the record, that's what I have to say. Now, this talk could be 2 hours, could be an hour, but I've reduced it down to what I've done, just so that I can, for the record, answer that question that came to me. Oh, Sheikh, what's your opinion? Or Sheikh, what's your concepts? Or Sheikh, what is your blah, 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 that some of you allude to, because you think, you know, it's like somebody walking down the aisle and you just stick your foot out. Nobody saw you stick your foot out, but that's what you be doing. Somebody going down the aisle, they moving, and you just stick your foot out. And if they trip and fall, you know, you could like laugh or you could act like you didn't have no part in doing that. But that's what you be doing. And you be using social media, slick social media moves to do that. Okay, everybody got arrows. Everybody got social media. Everybody got a phone. Everybody got an idea. And everybody got different orifices of the body. An orifice is like, you know, your nose. These are two orifices. So everybody got an orifice. Many in the body. So everybody got their own opinion. And I respect that. But for the record, this is Sky Views. Now, brothers and sisters, after having said all of that, I just want to bring your attention to something that would be very complimentary and helpful. My social media team has created a mechanism on a platform called Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Patreon. It's a terminology that means it's a platform that brings together content creators like myself. No matter how small their knowledge is or how limited their influence may be, or regardless of, you know what I mean, the amount of what they're doing. It's just that they are Muslim content creators like myself. They are thinkers, researchers, writers, speakers who create content for you. So Patreon is a very unique platform. Patreon allows us to do something that you can't do on YouTube, that you can't do on Facebook, that you can't do on Instagram or TikTok. These are all profound platforms, but Patreon is very unique because it establishes reciprocity, mutual benefit between content creators and patrons. Content creators and patrons, which means supporters. So if you want to have a better understanding of how that works, brothers and sisters, go to Patreon, patreon.com/skyviews, SkyViewz, patreon.com/skyviews. Just go there. And one of the unique things, or a few of the unique aspects of Patreon, is that in a talk that I'm giving like today, a little message I'm giving like today, I'm using trigger words, I'm using keywords, I'm using subtitles, I'm using a broad title, subtitles, I'm using keywords. I'm not talking about hashtags, I'm just talking about keywords, title, subtitle. I'm using terminologies that perhaps you're not familiar with, or that it's just not clear to you. So as a patron, because you are a supporter, you can ask me, Sheikh, can you share your research on that topic or that message? Can you share the research, what you wrote that contributed to your conclusions? And I will do that because we have a relationship. Also, I told you I wrote a book called Islam, America, and the World. I'm not trying to promote the book. You know, we're going to give you a PDF of the book, or we're going to give you the e-version of the book, or we're going to give you the audio book, or we're going to give you the hardcover of the book, or we're going to give you other materials that was connected to the compiling of that book. So everybody who joins us on Patreon is going to get at least a PDF of that book, Islam, America, and the World. Also, brothers and sisters, over the last 30 years, and in particular, over the past 20 years, we've delivered at least 150 public lectures. At least. I mean, you know, on YouTube, maybe there's about 200 and something. But at least 150. That has been essentially accessible, or made accessible on YouTube by a lot of enthusiasts. That's what I'll call them. A lot of enthusiasts. They've taken my lectures and in some cases put it on their website. They package it and selling it. And of course, their claim is that they're supporting Dawah. And that's okay. We're not going to argue that point. So what my team has done is that they've went to YouTube and wherever we can find it, YouTube, HerTube, DayTube, we went there. And if it was my intellectual property, that is, I researched it, I wrote it, I delivered it, then my team snatches it from there, cleans it, digitize it, archives it. And now we have put it into an archive, which is called the Sky Signature Series. I think you get it. The Sky Signature Series. That is like Sheikh Khalid Yassin's series of lectures with his signature. Not somebody else's package because they held a camera. Not somebody else's package because they were sincere about Dawah. Not somebody else's package because they love the Sheikh, or they love what he say, and they just go into his garden and take out his fruits, repackage it, you know, and then they sell it on the side of the road. No, that's unethical. But they have done it, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll just put the best construction on it. So what we've done is that we've taken our intellectual property, and in the United States of America, regardless of the Muslim world or any other world, the Asian, African, Arab world, in the United States of America, and most of the Western world, people have a respect for what they call intellectual rights. So, you know, brothers and sisters, I didn't litigate anybody. I don't have the intention to do so, to litigate any Muslim. We don't really have the time or the energy to kind of be litigating Muslims, and we're trying to do Dawah. You know, we're trying to take off and land. We ain't got no time to be arguing with people that's on the plane. We don't want to do that. So we just leave that alone, and we have collected into about 150 digital presentations And according to what level of a patron that you are, we're giving those to you, we're giving you access to those Sky Signature Series. In addition to that, brothers and sisters, we are creating new content every day, like this one. New content every day. We're spending like about an hour every day and creating new content. And you will be, as a patron, you will be one of the first people that will get access to that new content. So in brief, this is patreon.com/skyviews. So go to Patreon and become a patron and enter the Taiwan, Tawaso, the cooperation and the collaboration with me, and support my ministry, the Purpose of Life Foundation. That's my umbrella. That's my humble ministry. Support that ministry. Support my work. Become a patron on Patreon. We say subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.